Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Art Geiser of Energetic NLP. Art, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Oh, I'm really excited at being on the show. I love your podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I love having you on. I think this is going to be an awesome episode, and what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Art so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Art Geiser is the creator of Energetic NLP. He is an internationally renowned NLP trainer, intuitive, and healer. Art's unique and diverse background includes NLP, spirituality, coaching, transformative, and healing energy work, and intuition development. He also manages a medical research lab for the University of California, San Francisco, and works with Fortune 100 companies to develop exceptional leaders and teams. Art, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am. I'm very ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Well, I'm very, very, very independent. I wasn't entrepreneurially oriented. I was always looking for a job. And a woman, she had been my first girlfriend in college. And she said, you know, Art, you're looking for the box to fit yourself into. And you're kind of an unusual person. You're going to have to build that box. Mm. And I knew what she was saying was true. And then I was managing this research lab and it was one of the top health science institutions in the world in San Francisco. And it was a good job, but I knew I didn't belong there. But I couldn't find what I wanted. And then I was walking by a bulletin board and there was a flyer that said neuro-linguistic programming. And I read the words and literally it felt like a bolt of lightning went right down, like through my head and down my midline. And the scientist in me went, what was that? And the mystic in me was going, what was the sign? And sort of things took off from there. But I'd like to say to some of your listeners, even though I've had my own business since 1985, I think it's only in the last few years I've taken myself seriously as the CEO of my business. Mm. And I think like a lot of people, I was just doing the work I wanted to do and doing what I thought I needed to do to make that happen. But I wasn't putting on my CEO cap and going, what's my vision? How do I create a business? What help do I need? So I'm a reformed non-CEO.
Yeah. Well, no, that's awesome. It doesn't matter which way you find it one way or another. And it's great to kind of hear like it just reminded me of like a Harry Potter type story where you had the thunderbolt. Yes. When you found out exactly what NLP was, exactly how it connected. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper, and I've heard of NLP and I know we talked a little bit more about it offline. Could you tell us about NLP and also what energetic NLP is and how you're serving your clients?
Well, traditional psychology, they used to say, 5 years was a minimum amount of therapy to make deep changes. There's an old Woody Allen movie where he's talking to his girlfriend and he goes, I've only been in therapy 12 years. And the people who started NLP knew of 5 or 6 therapists who got magical results with people. And they went, well, what are they doing differently? And so they started videotaping them, which in those days meant you had this huge machine and using a lot of processes to uncover what these people didn't even consciously know they were doing. What were the unconscious things they believed and how they acted? And that was the beginning of NLP. And NLP is really the study of your internal reality, how you make up the meanings about the world and how you think the world works. And I think most people nowadays realize that there's very little about our lives that's controlled about external factors. Our internal reaction to things makes all the difference in the world. You have people that are incredible successes who had everything against them, and you have people with everything going for them who can't get their act together. And it's all about our internal reality. And also, though, they realize you could use it to acquire new skills. Like, what is the way that a leader thinks? How do they observe people? How do they work with people? How do they think in terms of strategy, or how do they ski? I mean, it can be anything. So NLP is really the study of How do you transfer skills from one person to another? And also, how do you take apart the kind of programming that we have that keeps us in a box?
Interesting. Yeah. And I know that especially, you know, I've read a ton of, you know, information, and you start to realize like you can't control certain things, but we have more control over, like you said, the world than we sometimes give us credit for. And a lot of times that begins, you know, with what's in our mind and you know, what we're saying to ourselves, and a lot of those things start to manifest itself. So that is kind of like what NLP kind of helps people out with, as far as like discovering like what maybe you have underneath the surface, so to speak, and how to kind of deal with that.
Well, very much how to deal with it. But also, what's the secrets going on in people's brains? Why are some people really successful at certain areas? Because very often they're not any smarter or even harder working than somebody who's not successful. But their inner reality is different, and how they process the world and the all the little connections. And that's all very, very changeable, it turns out. So pretty much what we would say in NLP is that anything that anybody can do well, you can do well. So, you know, if you could put Michael Jordan's brain in my body, I'd be a hell of a short basketball player. I don't have his muscle fibers and all of that, but I'd be, you know, phenomenally better than I am, instead of going, well, I'm too short for basketball, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, we're going, what's going on inside people's head that either leads to failure or success, or mediocrity and success? And then how do you release the old programming? And also, how do you adopt these different kinds of thinking skills and emotional skills? And then in energetic NLP, we add in spiritual principles and working with the human energy system, where people often talk about chakras and auras. And so many people immediately go, oh, that's woo-woo. There's so many Nobel Prize-winning scientists who believe in it. It's amazing. And, you know, these are not stupid woo-woo people. And so I want to introduce to people, there's this whole other dimension to life that can be a real secret to success. And in fact, in places like Silicon Valley, a lot of very high-level CEOs and high-level people are using energetic principles and spiritual principles. They just typically don't talk about it because it can be bad for stock prices, because they don't want to sound weird. But they're using it, and they know it's not weird. You know, just because something's thousands of years old doesn't mean it's stupid necessarily.
No, I would definitely agree with that. And, you know, because I'm really a big believer in, you know, vibrations and all of those things, and how, you know, sometimes you can, you know, direct your way by directing your thinking, directing your environment and things like that. So I'm one of those woo-woo people, I guess, too. If that's a bad thing, then I'm okay with that, because there's a lot of successful people that are quote-unquote woo-woo people too, that are doing a lot of amazing things.
Well, just because you know we're woo-woo doesn't mean we can't be logical about it, and that we have to believe everything that we hear. There's quite a bit of scientific research that's now backing up these kind of principles that we live in. And I love people who go, well, I don't believe in invisible energies. And I'll go, so how do you deal with gravity? How do you deal with getting a sunburn? You know, it's like, you know, our lives are, you know, you and I are talking through invisible energies. It's like, that's no longer science fiction. That's science. And it's like, how do we use this energy environment in and around us to bring out the best in ourselves and in other people? Because when people start using energy principles with their team, everything improves. Everything gets better.
You know,
my corporate clients often will go, you know, I work with a team of people that aren't getting along, and I do things from NLP and a lot of other very more practical kind of things, you might say. But then I'll be working with their energy, and they'll go like, gee, we thought this was going to be hard, or everybody's getting along at the end of the day, and they don't understand that, you know, how that happened. it's something that's very, very spiritual and very, very practical in the way that I teach it. So.
Yeah. And I think that's what we talked about too, is how there's a good kind of, you know, kind of balance between the two, because, you know, as a business person, you want to know, how am I going to move the needle, so to speak, but to be able to do that and to balance that along with, you know, the spirituality and things like that is a really good combination. And so I love, you know, thank you for, you know, telling us a little bit more about that. And I appreciate that. And you might have already touched on this, but I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is kind of like what you feel kind of distinguishes you or sets you apart.
A couple of things. One is that I, make people in my programs take the energetic NLP pledge. And part of that pledge is they won't believe anything that I tell them. So there's a lot of great people teaching spirituality and energy work, but they get very dogmatic and they get very, to me, simplistic. And I think the spiritual energetic world is dynamic and complex. And so I teach people how to connect more with, you know, I offer, obviously I'm teaching them ideas and how to work with things, but I don't want them to believe my ideas. My job is to help them connect with their own inner wisdom and spiritual information, because that will always be better than what I can teach them. So I use what I'm teaching them as a bridge for them really getting in touch with what's already inside of them. And then I teach them very practical ways to deal with it. So both of those are part of the secret sauce. The other thing is that I think it all should be fun. There are a lot of spiritual systems that are very serious and energetic systems, and that's fine. They do great work. But I think people do even better if they're having fun, if they're laughing, if they kind of get off the spiritual arrogance and just sort of go, well, this is what I believe at the moment. And what happens if I play around with these things and what gets better, and be more of an explorer than an ideologue.
I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an Apple book or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Yeah, a really simple habit. And again, if you do this playfully, like it's like a little game, like what I'm about to say, if you were 5 years old, you'd do it brilliantly because you wouldn't overthink it, is that there's a principle in energy work that energy follows your thought and intentions. And that sounds too simple, but it's true. And you can access a lot of these unconscious abilities using symbols or metaphors. So what I encourage people to do is to imagine a magnet. And everybody played with a magnet when they were a child, and they know that a magnet has this thing that has energy. And let's say you're holding a pin and holding a magnet. If you let go of the pin, the magnet will do all the work. It'll just pull it over. So a phenomenal thing to do in the morning or before a big meeting, or you can even do it during a meeting if it's not going well, whether it's a sales presentation or a team meeting, and to do it afterwards, is you just, so like when I'm working with a group of people, I'll just imagine there's a magnet outside of the room. And I'll just imagine that any of the energy in the room that isn't serving them goes out to the magnet. And I don't decide what it is. I just, the way I think of it is my spirit talks to their spirit and go, what's not helping us here? And we send it out to the magnet, and I just pretend the magnet goes into the earth and gets recycled. And then I just imagine the room is now being filled with energies that will help them. Energies of collaboration, creative problem solving, fun, amusement. And I've worked with as many as a couple hundred people in a corporate group, you know, department at one time, and completely changed the mood in a room in 5 minutes. And it's also, you get up in the morning, you put a magnet out and go, okay, whatever energies in my energy field that isn't going to help me today, send it out to the magnet. And then you just ask your spirit to bring in the energies that will help you. If people only did that, everything goes better. And let me just be clear, when you do it with other people, you don't force anything on them. That's a really bad idea for all kinds of reasons.
That makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And you might have touched on this too, but this is like a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
So a couple. One is, particularly for solopreneurs and small businesses, is to really take, you know, at times during every day, put on that CEO cap and really think of your business as a business from that bigger perspective. So, you know, we all get involved in the tactics and what we're doing at the moment, but that not stepping back. So like I had a promoter in England for years who was doing a horrible job, and people would kind of try to warn me, but I was busy and I just, oh, that's their job. And I just trusted them. And when I actually started putting attention on it, it was like, oh my God, I'm not doing, you know, I'm not being the CEO of my business. I'm not going, this is like 10 years behind.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. And I know you touched on this one as well too, but I wanted to ask you the definition of what it means to you to be a CEO.
You know, the first thing I would say is that people get to make up how they want to be a CEO. And we really have that freedom nowadays. And for sure, as a CEO, you have to have the big picture, be looking at big strategies, and make sure that you have the right people doing each piece of it, and that you're not doing the things that you shouldn't be doing. And that, to me, though, along with the vision and this overall picture, the other part is, as a CEO, it's your job to bring out the best in yourself and other people. And he's been retired for years now, but when General Electric was super successful, a man named Robert Welch headed it. And he talked about his job was to make sure these fantastic people under him were coordinating, talking to other, sharing learnings. He goes, that's my job. They're all smarter than me at what they do. My job is to get them to work together and to set up an environment where they can be at their best. So when I coach leaders in corporations, I always go, that's your job, to set up an environment where you can be at your best and they can be at your best, and where they feel free to give you ideas and feedback and to tell you what's working and not. So hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I think that, you know, it's a great perspective and a reminder for us to kind of remember as being CEOs, any way we choose, is that we have to have kind of that vision and that looking forward and be able to put all those pieces and cogs together, especially when people have their own specializations or their expertise. We have to be able to kind of place that all together so that it makes that masterpiece that we want to be our business.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just doing your business. You're not the CEO.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I truly appreciate you, Art. And what I wanted to do was pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best they can get a hold of you.
Well, we did it through me or anybody else. I really encourage listeners, if this, what I'm saying resonates at all, you can start learning the secrets that some of these top people in Silicon Valley and other places are using, that they are working with energy work, and that it's simple, it's fun, it makes everything in your life better, from your relationship to your children, to your lovers, to everybody else. So I really encourage people to investigate this and not buy the propaganda that it's all unscientific, and to know this really solid work that can be done there. And I've set up a special webpage. My general website is energeticnlp.com. So the word energetic, NLP, like Nancy Larry Peter.com. But if they do /IAMCEO, the name of your podcast, then there'll be a page with some special, there'll be like a webinar that will teach them some simple, powerful energy processes. There'll be an opportunity if they want to do a free discovery session with me on looking at how different spiritual and energetic aspects of their life are holding them back from completely fulfilling their goals. And there's a couple of other things. So it's all on the energeticnlp.com/IMCEO page.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much, Art, for putting that together. And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes so everybody can follow up with you, hear about all the awesome things that you're doing on an even deeper level. And again, I truly appreciate your time, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Well, you too. And again, keep up the great work. I think your show is really filling an important niche. So I'm thrilled that you're doing it.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.